Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. And we are sharing with you on the subject of the power of God at work in your life. We saw in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4, the Bible says that Jesus was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. We also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God. We're going to live according to the power of God because the power is in the Word of God. And you must understand that you can operate according to the power of God. This is the miraculous ability of God. The word power is the Greek word dunamis, which means the ability of God, the miraculous ability of God to operate in our life. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You don't have a spirit of fear. That comes from the devil. You have a spirit of power that comes from God. And this is dunamis, a spirit of miraculous power that will operate in you. It's Christ, the power of God in you. This is why we've got to learn to understand who we are in Christ. You've got to know that the power of God will be resident in you and operate out of you as you learn to live by it. You have a spirit of power, but you've got to get the Word in you on area after area of your life that produces the power in those areas. The Word of God also has the power of God within it. The Word, the Gospel, is the power of God unto salvation. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the Gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. If you believe on God's Word and you show forth faith, it will release the power of God to produce your salvation, to produce your healing, deliverance, your victory, your overcoming in a situation in your life. Now, we need to understand that the way the power of God works, it's released through our position in the kingdom in authority. In fact, in the end of the Lord's Prayer, which teaches us how to pray, it says, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Kingdom speaks of the rule and the reign of God. We take authority and rule and reign as we take dominion over the enemy. As we do so by speaking forth the Word, it releases the power of God. That is the miraculous ability of God that's in His Word that is released as we take dominion. And then the glory, which is the manifest presence of God, comes into manifestation in our life. Now, God's Word is producing this in us. Romans 15, verse 13, the God of hope. God of hope, and that word for hope is a Greek word, elpizo, meaning a confident expectancy. The God of confident expectancy. He fills you with all joy and peace in believing. Now, how you get this hope? You get this hope through the Word. Romans 15:4 says that the Scriptures bring hope. They bring a confident expectancy. So, as you get the Word in you on area after area of the Word of God, the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing. You got to believe on it. And it goes on and says that you may abound in hope. We're not supposed to just have a little bit of hope. We're to have abounding hope. Abounding in hope. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the one who takes that Word, reveals it to us, and it manifests the power of God in us that is going to be released by the Spirit of God dwelling in us. In fact, He went forth and did signs and wonders. The Bible says in verse 19, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, He said, I fully preached the gospel of Christ. He was preaching the Word. And that Word being released by the Spirit of God, the power of God went into manifestation and brought forth mightier, powerful signs and wonders. 1 Corinthians 1:18, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved, it's the power of God. On the cross, Jesus bore away our sin. He bore away our sickness. He was bruised for our iniquities. He took the chastisement for our peace. And He bore all that away so that now we could be saved. We could be healed. We could be at peace and delivered. And we see that to us who are saved, we realize that now the power of God is available for us today to overcome in our life. In fact, 1 Corinthians 1:24 says that we have Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God dwelling in us. Christ, that's the Spirit of Christ that we get when we're born again, is the power of God. Remember, God's Word has power in it as well. In fact, Paul said that my speech in preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, because God's Word is the power of God. He went on and said, your faith is not to stand in the wisdom of men, but it's in the power of God. Don't look at the wisdom of men. Don't get your eyes on men. Too many men out there are operating according to the wisdom of men, and they're doing things to cause attention to be drawn to them. We don't want to see attention drawn to them. We want to see attention drawn to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the faith is not to be in men. Unfortunately, too many in the body of Christ have their eyes on men. Get your eyes off of men. Get your eyes on the Lord. Your faith is not to stand in the wisdom of men or your eyes on Him, but in the power of God, which operates through the Word. In fact, 1 Corinthians 4:19 and 20 said, I'll come to you shortly if the Lord will, and will know that the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. He wanted to see where's the power of God in manifestation. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but it's in power. Otherwise, is there a manifestation of the miraculous ability of God, the power of God, to bring about change, to cause people to be born again, receive the Holy Spirit, be healed, be delivered, be set free from bondages in their life? God is a God of power and might. And the Lord has set in the church apostles and prophets and teachers and miracles. That means miraculous powers, gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. All these things are set in the church. And He wants to operate, and the gifts of the Spirit will operate. One of those is the working of miracles, or that's the working of power. Tremendous power being released. And this is what God wants to do in our life, praise God. Now we need to understand that the power of God is not of us. It says that even though we have this treasure, this is the Spirit of power, in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. That's in 2 Corinthians 4:7. The power is not of us. The power is of God who is dwelling in us, because we have a Spirit of power. In fact, we need to understand that we are weak in ourself, but that we can glory in our weaknesses because we are relying on the Lord who functions through us, that the power of Christ may rest upon us. See, when you get out of the way and you start yielding to the Lord and start acting on His Word and releasing from the power, from the Spirit of Christ and by the Spirit of God dwelling in you, the power of Christ is going to rest upon you and manifest through you. And we are going to live by the power of God. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty or powerful to the pulling down of strongholds. God's weapons are powerful, and they will pull down every stronghold in a person's life. He goes on and says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You've got to realize the devil tries to attack your mind. And you've got to watch that, because if he gets his lies into your mind and he gets into your heart, it will hinder you from operating in the power of God. The battleground is the area of the mind. You've got to watch those imaginations, mental reasonings. Cast them down. Bring into captivity every thought. Do not let negative thoughts be in your mind. Bring them in line with the obedience of Christ so that you can be operating according to the power of God and pull down the strongholds of the enemy in your life. God is a God who moves in power. Praise God. Now over in Matthew chapter 22, verse 29, Jesus said to them, you do err, not knowing the Scriptures nor the power of God. And boy, that's an important principle for the body of Christ today. So many Christians don't know the Scriptures the way they should. They say, I've heard this scripture somewhere, and I think it's in the Bible. They can't find out where it's at, and they can't quote it. You need to be in the Word so you know the Word. You need to know the Word of God. The Word is life unto all those that find them. It is the power of God to produce victory in your life. He said, you do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. You got to know the Scriptures, and you've also got to know that the power of God is in the Scriptures, and God is going to perform those in your life. Praise God. Jesus went forth and operated according to the power of God. Well, we can do the very same thing. When he'd speak forth a word, the power of God was released. In fact, in Luke chapter 9, verse 1, he called his 12 disciples together. He gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. That's the what he gave them, authority and power. Notice, authority is the position of rule and reign. Power is the miraculous ability being released in order to cast out the demons. In fact, Jesus was doing this very same thing. Back in Luke 4:36, the people were all amazed, and they spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? See, he was speaking the word. And he says, for with authority and power, dunamis, he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. We understand that Jesus was speaking forth the word, and as he spoke forth and took authority over those demons with the authority and with power, he commanded them to come out. If you're going to cast out demonic spirits or overcome the devil in your life, you have to understand that you have authority that's delegated to you. And you have to also be full of power. Power comes from the Word in you, and you are speaking according to the Word, and when you use your authority coupled together with the power of God from the Word, what happens? It releases the miraculous ability of God, and as it said, he commanded the unclean spirits, and they came out. They were obeying him. See, God has made it so that we can operate according to power. In fact, Ephesians 1:19 says that we're to know what's the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. It's available, but it's only going to come into operation for those who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. God wants to move in your life with power. Praise God. Colossians 1:10 says we're to walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power. You are going to be strengthened with all might as the power of God is functioning in you. And Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. If you look up these words and study it out, it means to be inwardly empowered, that's strong in the Lord, and the power of his might means to be releasing this power, demonstrating the release of the power outwardly manifest in order to bring forth victory in your life. We are going to live by the power of God through the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God. We're going to talk more on the next broadcast. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.